I haven't heard that whole Nick Riewoldt and Jared Ruffhead and Chelsea Randall debating about concussion. Do we want to do that now?
Oh, we can. I think we've got it out there. We can play it now. This is what Nick Riewoldt had to say last night on 360.
If I was in the same situation, coming, imagine September this year and still playing in your 30s.
Captain,
all of those things. I'm taking it as far as I can take it.
To where? To where?
To Supreme Court. I'm going for an injunction. I understand the severity of concussion and we heard Chelsea's, but so there's a very clear parameter here, and the parameter is if I feel okay to play, then I'm taking it as far as I possibly can to play. Is it selfish? No, I don't think so. When you give as much as players give their whole careers for one thing, and that's to play in a grand final and win a premiership, if I'm feeling okay and they're saying you've got to sit 12 days out, which is an arbitrary number, well, then I'm seeking an injunction and I'm trying to play.
Okay, so that's the first time I've heard that. That's interesting. Let's also hear... So that's Nick's explanation about where he would be if he was in Chelsea Randall's position, who, with the Adelaide captain, of course, got concussed in the prelim. She's got the 12-day mandatory time off and she won't be available for the AFLW Grand Final against Brisbane this weekend. Here's what she had to say.
I decided not to take any further action because what kind of message, I guess, would that be sending to our grassroots football? Because concussion is serious, it is scary. You know, when I was 20, I was watching an E Division grand final and a young man like died in front of my eyes. The week prior, he'd been concussed. He went to 7 different doctors. He got an approval to play. He was the captain of his team and he received a normal bump at a centre bounce and he never got back up.
So, now this is a very really sensitive, obviously. So where do you sit on this one?
The interesting thing is that if I was young and still playing football, I'd probably be thinking along the lines of Nick Riewoldt thought. But now that, you know, we've had a long time to reflect and we know a lot about concussion and the effects of a concussion, that type of thing, I think Chelsea Randall, what she had to say is exactly the way that we should be approaching this now.
Yeah, and I get where
exactly
he's coming
the way
from.
That we should be.
I get where he's coming from, the mentality of I feel great, you know, who says 12 days? The 12 days, I think, is putting there to protect ourselves from that sort of mentality and thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I know people, Gary, who say that 12 days is nowhere near long enough. It should be a month.
Yeah. So Nick's saying, well, you know, you feel great and therefore, you know, it's a grand final and I'm going to the Supreme Court. Well, I guess the whole reason behind it is most players would have that attitude if they could. Well, if there was no 12 days, then regardless of how badly they may have injured themselves in a prelim, only a few years ago, I'd say 100% of players would say, no, I'm playing in the grand final. So the rules that we've put in place now are to protect ourselves from that sort of thinking.
That's right. They are, but they are also to protect the game, in a sense, from what may occur down the track. And we know that there's already been legal action that's been instigated by people. But it's also to protect the game and what might happen to the game if there is more and more information about head trauma as a result of concussion out there on the football field. Because if you can't get people playing the game, if people don't think it's safe and there's not rules and regulations that govern this to protect people from themselves, then people will not be wanting their children to play AFL football.
Yeah, and that very, as I said, that very mentality is, no, I'm right, I feel good, I'm ready to play. Well, you don't know. It's such a vexed question, and I admire Chelsea. Nick's taken a standpoint that I don't think will be a popular one, but that's okay.
That's his view, him
being honest. Cam's in Mount Waver. Go, Cam.
Hey, boys. I'm with Nick on that one. I don't think there'd be much difference between two head knocks 7 days apart or 14 days apart. Just a random number, and I think I'd definitely take the route that Nick Riewoldt's taken there.
Yes, I guess what we're saying, Cam, is that we've got to try and protect ourselves from that line of thinking. And I suppose what you and Nick are then saying is, okay, who says 12 days is the number, is the catch-all? Why would the 12-day number be the answer to everything?
Because I think we've got to trust the experts, don't we, at some point? When we're talking about the brain, we're talking about head trauma.
You just said the expert said that 12 days isn't enough.
Well, there are some people out there that believe that that isn't enough, but then 12 days is better than playing again the following week. That's what they would say. No, a 12-day break is still better.
Bill's in Altona. G'day, Bill.
G'day, boys.
Good, thanks.
Two things. Surely the Players Association or individual players would have signed an agreement for this anyway, so I wouldn't think it'd get to court. And the other thing is, it's a bit easier for her to say because she's already played in two flags and Nick hadn't played in any. So I think if Nick had played in a flag, he'd be a little bit more understanding.
I'm going to play you Jared Ruffhead after the break because we've got to get to a break, because Jared Ruffhead had that same response, Bill. He was of the different opinion to Nick, but he said, maybe because I've got flags under my belt and you haven't, that I've got a different attitude to it.
I think after seeing that story that Chelsea just, my view is a little bit different. Now, our views would be on that because maybe I've been successful and unfortunately Nick wasn't. He got there, but unfortunately not. So I think there's a lot more than just having to play a grand final and hopefully living.
Is that what you've dealt with personally as well, other than achievement on the field?
Well, my perspective changed, a whole lot. Like, as I've said before, when the doc tells me I expect you to live to be a granddad, that means a whole lot more than the 15 years of footy that I've played. That's just, if I live to be 100, that's 15% of my life. I really, there's more to it than just 2 hours of footy.
So three really different perspectives, isn't it? That's Jared Ruffhead. We heard from Nick Riewoldt and Chelsea Randall, who's going to miss the grand final on the back of the new protocols that have been put in place.
And there's a lot of temper texts coming through as well. Could it be also a measure to protect all players in the game? Imagine you were the player that bumped the person coming back from concussion fairly and they never got back up again. I mean, there's a lot of things to be considered in all this. We've got a lot of calls online as well. Dave's in Langwarrin. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, gents. Look, the element of Nick's argument or opinion that I do agree with is the fact of this number of days, 12. I don't believe that's any recognised benchmark in the treatment or monitoring of concussion. I think it's just the number where it's come to an agreement with the Players Association and the AFL to say, look, we're doing the right thing. We're giving them at least 1 week off, and that's the highest number we can get to without making it missing two games of football. Who knows how long it's going to take for a player to be well or better or safe to play. But that particular number is window dressing.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I understand what Nick's saying as well. But we're also of the opinion we're seeing players get knocked out and carried off the ground before this number came in and playing again the next week. And we've been able to glean a hell of a lot more information through, the posthumous investigation into the brains of, Danny Frawley and Shane Tuck and Polly Farmer and others that suggest, well, we can't have that. We can't have players getting concussed and walking back and saying, no, I'm right, and going to play a week later. That by any measurement, doesn't appear right. So 12 days may be, as Tim said, maybe unbelievably lenient in terms of the time frame.
Well, I know there's some experts out there that believe that it is.